Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
And we need to get the jingle WGN Big 72 premiere, right? Exclusive premiere. It's the Beatles' new record.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
I got to tell you, I was a little skeptical about this whole Beatles remixing AI.
And I told you it's not really AI.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. And you are 100% correct on this. What they're doing is at 9 o'clock they're going to release what they are calling the final Beatles song, a brand new Beatles song, but also the final song on which John, Paul, George, and Ringo all play. Based off of a cassette that Yoko Ono had of John Lennon doing a song called Now and Then. But, you know, it was a cassette recording. No cassette recording was a very good quality. John's voice was kind of mixed in with piano and room sound and, you know, all kinds of ambient noise, so it was difficult to hear him. But with the technology that they used on that Peter Jackson documentary, mm-hmm. they were able to separate John's voice from all the other noise. They took a recording of George Harrison, who got involved in this project before he passed away. He had done some guitar tracks. They added in George's guitar tracks, and then Paul and Ringo added in parts live. And that's what's going to be the new song that is that will be released after 9 o'clock. But what they did release already is a little 12-minute mini documentary. Bob, if I were you, I would just play some old Jack Brickhouse tapes or something for 12 minutes so you can go watch this.
I'll play American Pie.
you have got to watch this little mini documentary. It's so cool about the making of this whole thing. Plus, you get a little taste of what this new song is going to sound like. I did just a little bit of an edit on this just to give you a little sample of this making of documentary and also a little taste of what this new song is going to sound like when they release it in about a half an hour.
In 1994, amazingly, an interesting opportunity arose. We could make more music together.
If we were to do something, the three of us, as interesting as it may be, to have John in it is the obvious thing. I was talking to Yoko, and she said, I think I've got a tape of John.
We were pretty excited. A new John song. Amazing. With the technology that Peter Jackson and his team had worked out during the Get Back movie, he'd been able to separate off certain instruments and voices. Wow. This is it. Now it's a Beatle record.
Okay. 1, 2.
It was incredibly touching to hear them working together.
That's Sean Lennon there.
My dad had been gone.
I know it's true.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
How lucky.
Yeah, well, so it's a 12-minute documentary, and how can we see that?
It's on YouTube. It's wherever you download music, but if you go to YouTube and just put in a Beatles documentary, this will come up. It's really cool to see the making. While I hate AI, to me, in the beginning, it sounded like they were going to take, you know, bits and pieces and create things that were never there in the first place. What they're doing is taking this song, which was terrible audio quality, and they have miraculously cleaned it up through this new technology, added new things to it. And it truly is John, Paul, George, and Ringo performing together. So check out the documentary, the song It's going to be coming out after 9 o'clock. I'm sure we'll be playing it every hour on the hour throughout the day today.
Yeah, we'll give it a little mini spin later. It's audio demixing technology. And what's interesting is years ago when they came out with, quote, new Beatles music, end quote, Free as a Bird and Real Love, they did a pretty good job with the technology at that time, including John in those songs. But this is even better. So
yeah. I'm going to see if they can fix some of my old 8-track tapes.
You work on that.
Yeah.
There's word of another jukebox musical coming out. Tell us about this.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Huey Lewis and the News, had 19 top 10 songs in the 80s and 90s. You're going to be interested in this new Broadway musical, which is coming based on the music of Huey Lewis. Heart of Rock and Roll, The Power of Love, Working for a Living, Happy to Be Stuck with You, Do You Believe in Love? The list goes on and on of their songs. Like they've done with ABBA and Billy Joel and Elvis and so many others, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. They've taken all those songs, they've threaded them into a musical storyline, and it's going to debut on Broadway in April of next year. Huey Lewis, I don't know if you know this, is almost completely deaf now. Mm. He's got a very severe hearing loss. And he did issue a statement on this, though, saying he's thrilled to see his songs woven together in the service of a fantastic new story. So we'll look forward to seeing that at some point.
Yeah, I guess it kind of comes and goes, his hearing, but he really can't perform anymore.
No, not at all.
I guess, Dean, people are buying the Britney Spears book, huh?
Holy smokes, are they ever. The book has been out for just 1 week now. And it has already sold 1.1 million copies. So much for, people saying, oh, I'm not interested. I couldn't care less about juicy celebrity memoirs. They are definitely going crazy over this one. It's been published, by the way, in 26 countries. They're about to do a fourth printing of the book, and there's talk that it could be turned into a documentary, could be turned into a TV series, or a full-length motion picture. So how about that for, I'm not interested in celebrity gossip.
We have our celebrity lawsuit of the day to report, don't we?
Oh, yes, we always do, and it has to do with maybe the most popular Christmas song, certainly right now anyway. It's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Just to refresh you, we are also starting our Christmas music today here.
Yeah, we're the first.
On WGN. This is the song that I'm talking about.
I don't know what it is about the popularity of that. It's okay.
It's fine.
But.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just fine, but it is the best-selling Christmas song, like, of the last 10 years or something like that right now. So, whatever. Let people enjoy their songs if they want to. But here's the deal with this. There is a country artist who is known as Vince Vance and the Valiants. That's the name of the group. He claims that he wrote the song, that he came up with the song, and is alleging that Mariah Carey heard it and stole the concept, and he is suing her for infringing upon his song. This is his version of it.
Take back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you.
So he wrote this, huh?
He wrote this song, yeah.
I mean, it's got a little similarity, I guess.
I guess so.
You got to keep the lawyers busy. Celine Dion has made a public appearance. I don't know what the story is with her health. Do we know for sure?
We do, yeah. She, last year actually, was diagnosed with a neurological disorder that's called stiff person syndrome. It's a very rare condition brings on severe muscle spasms to the person. It's extremely rare. It's like one in a million individuals get this syndrome. So she's been she canceled her world tour, canceled her Vegas appearances, canceled everything. But yesterday made her first appearance in 4 years. She took her twin sons to see the Montreal Canadiens play the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. This was actually Monday night. They met with the players. They met with team officials. She took pictures and shook hands, and she looks, you know, just like she always has. Nice to see her out and about, and hope that she's doing better.
David Duchovny is in the new Meg Ryan movie. What did he have to say to you, Dean?
Well, you know, this is the return of the rom-com. And when we talked with Meg Ryan about this the other day, you know, David Duchovny's like, hey, I did a rom-com too. And I stopped him and I said, wait a minute. You know, that movie that you're in, the rom-com you're in, Return to Me, is one of my favorite movies of all time. Directed by Bonnie Hunt, who also is in the movie. It stars David Duchovny and Minnie Driver. And it's just a lovely movie, completely shot in Chicago. It's based out of, you know, kind of the home base for the movie is Twin Anchors Restaurant, the Great Rib restaurant.
Yeah.
Which is not called Twin Anchors in the movie, but that it is Twin Anchors. One of my favorite movies of all time, as David Duchovny reminded me.
When you started asking about the rom-com, too, I was thinking, and you said Chicago, I was thinking the Return to Me we did in Chicago, which is, it's kind of like a more old-fashioned, like, rom-com.
Yeah. I hope you had a good time when you were in Chicago here.
I had an amazing time. I fell into a basketball game with a bunch of cops. That's the best way to see Chicago, I think. I had a weekly weekend basketball game with these cops, and they took me under their wing, and they took me all over the city.
Yeah, that's the way to enjoy some Chicago. I hope you had some ribs over there at Twin Acres. I know I could go for some right now after you've been just talking about it.
I'm sure if he was hanging out with the Chicago police, he ate well. I have to see that movie again. I saw it in the theaters.
I've seen it a million times. It's one of those movies, anytime I see it playing somewhere, I'll stop whatever I'm doing to watch it. It's a very, very sweet movie about a guy whose wife passes away. Her heart is transplanted into Minnie Driver's character, and he winds up meeting the Minnie Driver character and is attracted to her and doesn't realize until later on that she is carrying the heart of his recently deceased wife. But it's a very sweet story. Carol O'Connor's in the movie. I think it was his final role. I'm not sure, but a lovely movie, and just, you know, you like seeing Chicago in movies. This is filled with it, thanks to Bonnie Hunt.
I'm getting weepy. We better stop now until tomorrow. Thank you.
I need a Celine Dion song to
cheer me up. Go listen.